So in today's show, we're going to talk about homeschooling and structuring ourselves around it. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. If this resonates, if this helps, again, please do let me know. Good. Just doing a piss right next to me. Friday. I am ready for Friday. Looking forward to a gin tonight. So look, we have been plunged into chaos as parents in terms of homeschooling for over a year now. I, for one, have failed many a time when it comes to getting the balance right in terms of attention to homeschooling, in terms of attention to work, in terms of getting the balance right. And I tried a new system from January. It didn't quite work the way that I did it in March. And I started homeschooling, I feel like it's worked. And I wanted to kind of share that with you. Now, some of the problems that we end up having is, for you, you've got work. For me, you know, I'm trying to build three companies. Come here, Diggs. Digby, come here. I'm trying to build three companies as well. So clients need my attention. And the business needs my attention, my staff need my input, and we're all going through the same thing. The kids need attention, the kids, you know, we need to do the best that we can do to teach some fucking algebra or poems or history or whatever it's gonna be, whether it's arts and craft if your kids are younger. We need to be able to balance the time. So I one of the things that I had to do was the way that I did things in, if you like, non-COVID times or during the lockdowns, where I'd work my normal work-life balance and of doing my kill zones, of doing my deep work sessions, I had to scrap that. And it's a very similar situation to my morning routine. So when we went into our very first lockdown, I had to shift my morning routine to adapt with COVID. And I think some of the problems and barriers I've come up against is because I'm trying to force a routine or a habit that's not possible right now in these circumstances. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. Then you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. So we had to go to plan B and create plan B. So the way that we run this now, there's a couple of factors that really have to take into consideration. number one is you have to, for me, my big two live with their mum and we split them during the week. Got a great working relationship. So what we normally do at the weekend is figure out who's working, who's not working, when's the best time to have them and not. So we end up knowing when we have the kids. Okay, for you guys, if your kids live with all your time and you're all together, it's then communicating with your partner and your wife about who's doing what shift and what does that look like. The next thing is in terms of timing. Now, for me, there are two periods of time between a time scale. I work this time scale between 9 o'clock and 3:30 in the afternoon. So we're either going to work on a period of 3 hours from 9 till 12 homeschooling with light logistical work, then from 12 to 3 o'clock business development, or it goes the other way around. It's be the business development, come here please, business development from 12 till, from 9 till 12, and then from 12 till 3 homeschooling with logistical work. Now logistical work is engagement, creating content, doing very light work, the main priority in the mind becomes about the boy and making sure that I'm on hand to answer any questions. For you, it's the same, or it's paying attention to the kids in terms of painting, arts and crafts, creations. So what we now have, and what I now have, which we've seen a difference is a particular structured timetable period of time that is designated designated to a particular subject. So it's either the boy or it's business development. And this has not only given the boy clarity about how the system works, it's given me system how things work. It's allowed me to plan ahead and decide when and when I can't do business development, and when I can and can't get involved in deep work. The problem, the confliction that was having before, it was that it was a complete and utter clusterfuck. I was trying to force business development during periods of time that I had to be monitoring and managing the boy for homeschooling. So if you think about a timetable, like a timetable of school, you know, when you go to school or college, you have a timetable, you know where you're going to be, at what time, you know what lessons you're going to do, it kind of organises you. And that's in theory what I'm talking about here. So like Monday, if you've been watching my daily vlogs, you would have seen that from 12 till 3 was about working with the boy. From 8, I went into the office early, to 12 was about work, deep work, business development, and then between 12 and 3, logistics and communication. Then on Tuesday, it's the same. Wednesday, same. Thursday, Friday. You then draw up this timetable, you show it to the boy, you show it to their mum, everyone's knows what's happening, everyone knows the score, and then we get to work. Sometimes it's not as easy as that, but it's better to have some form of structure, some form of system, some form of clarity in terms of where your time is going and how you're spending that time. The problem that we have is that we are so used to working 9 till 5, 12 till 8, 10 at evening to 7 in the morning, whatever your fucking shift pattern is. And there has to be, and we have to allow ourselves that just can't happen. That's just not the way it's going to be. You know, you're not going to get as much done as you would normally possibly want to. One of the other things that I've started doing is shortening my morning routine to then allow me to be able to do priority daily tasks in the morning. All right, so there is a certain percentage of work that I will get done in the morning. That then takes some of the responsibility that I need to do between 12 and 3. So that morning, this morning when I finish my run, it will be from 6:30 or 7. That half an hour allow me to do what's priority, the important work, the focus work. That will allow me then to free up some time during the day. So it's just fucking managing the time until this fucking virus fucks off or we get it under control. It's a case of being adaptive and overcome, but having some form of structure or routine that's going to allow you some clarity, allow the kids some clarity, allow the wife some clarity, allow everyone else around you some clarity about exactly what the fuck is going on, where your time and energy is going. And I think that is super important to have during these times. You know, we just got to suck it up. It is what it is. But rather have some control and controlling measures than fucking moan and fluster about it all the time. It can kind of keep us a little bit sane, you know. Not long to go. We're fucking hopefully almost there. And then we can throw the kids back into school. I hope that helps. I hope that gives some perspective. It might be relative to you. You might be able to relate to that. You might be able to take one piece of gold from that. I hope you can. But listen, have a great weekend. Stay with it. Keep your chin up. Keep focused. Keep positive. Keep fucking optimistic, because there are better times ahead. We are all going to fucking hopefully get to the summer, we'll have tops off, tats out, in the sea, having a beer and a barbecue. Fingers crossed. Always got to be optimistic, because that's right now fucking all we got, right? Have a good one. Much love.